Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. If you listen to the news regularly, you'll be well aware that a lot of mourning goes on in our world. It always has, of course. Today, there will be people experiencing the agony of losing a loved one. Their world has suddenly been turned upside down. There are also millions of people mourning because they've been forced to leave their homeland. There are said to be nearly 300 million migrants across our world today, forced to leave their homes because of war, famine, or persecution. I cannot begin to imagine how horrifying it must be to live with such complete insecurity. This beatitude does not claim that God will suddenly make all sadness disappear, but he is the God who meets with us and transforms all our experiences. Through the years, I visited many homes just after a terrible accident has happened or a relative has suddenly died. It's very difficult to find words to say on such occasions, but I've always found incredible peace in being able to go to such people in the midst of their need and telling them that God is with them. We've been able to pray together and thank God that he'll never leave our side. There can be no greater comfort than that, surely. In these brief sayings, we cannot possibly know all that was in Jesus' mind when he said them. He's probably also thinking about those who mourn because of their sin. We all have good reason to mourn in that way. We have let God down in our thoughts, words, and actions. We should definitely mourn when we think of our failings, but we don't need to wallow in our sense of failure. Jesus came to offer his forgiveness to everyone who genuinely mourns because of their sin and is willing to repent and live a new life. Thank God for the comfort that he's willing to give us. Let me ask you a question. In what ways have you experienced God comforting you when you've been through a difficult time? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the comfort that you give us as we face the challenges and difficulties of life. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can listen to at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.